Miguel Jimenez, MIGUELJIMENEZ, 8/24/42. Today is 11/19. This is an 82-year-old gentleman, originally from San Antonio, has worked as a laborer and cleaning staff for some time. He's single, but he has 5 children. He has 1 daughter who is considered his power of attorney, period. He's very thin. He's weak. He's ADL dependent. He lives in a group home. He's been here for a month. He's had decreased weight, decreased appetite, increased confusion, sundowner syndrome. And for this reason, the staff had approached the family members regarding palliative care at the group home, period. In the paragraph, he suffers from hypertension, Alzheimer's, dementia, depression, anxiety, sundowner syndrome, along with BPH. Medication includes Neurontin 300 mg TID, Abilify 2 mg a day, Trazodone 50 mg at nighttime, Flomax 0.4 a day, Bistriol 50 mg PR and anxiety, Aricept 10 mg a day, Norvasc 5 mg, which would be increased to 10 mg because of his increased blood pressure. Prozac 40 milligram a day and Namenda 10 milligram a day. Surgery, he can't remember what surgeries he's had, and his daughter's not available at this time. Family history, not much known about his mom and dad per patient. COVID immunization is up to date. Review of system as above. On exam, he has a blood pressure 174/104, 95%, 54 pulse, heart pulses, phone pulses to lungs, furunculi, abdomen soft, neck show JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema, and definite muscle wasting noted. Neurological nor lateralizing signs noted. This is an 82-year-old gentleman with long-standing history of Alzheimer's dementia. Symptoms have worsened to the point that now he's become total ADL dependent. He's incontinent of bowel and bladder, lost weight, decreased appetite, confusion, confabulations, only oriented to person and only at times. He also has his psychiatric issues regarding depression, anxiety, sundowner syndrome, which he takes medications for at this time period. In the paragraph, most important thing is his blood pressure is quite elevated. His Norvasc will be increased to 5 milligrams twice a day per hospice medical director. He does meet the criteria for hospice care. Given his current advancement of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Blood pressure needs to be checked on a regular basis, and the supplies are needed to take care of him at a group home as well. Thank you.